Let us be attentive.
Blessed are you, Lord, the God of our fathers, for you are just in all you have done.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, by faith Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city which had its foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophet, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, received promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release, that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and scourging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted. They were killed with the sword, they went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering over deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, though well attested by their faith, did not receive what was promised. Since God had foreseen something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect.
Peace be with you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram, and Ram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David the king. And David was father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asa, and Asa the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amos, and Amos the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers, at the time of the deportation to Babylon. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Akim, and Akim the father of Elud, and Elud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit, and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Peace be with you who proclaim the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On one of Sir Ernest Shackleton's famous Antarctic expeditions in the early 1900s, as he and his two teammates were crossing the infamous White Road, so-called, of South Georgia Island, they could not help but to feel the presence of another with them. They each sensed another companion journeying alongside of them. The poet T.S. Eliot was struck by this idea that a party of explorers at the extremity of their strength had the constant feeling that there was one more member than could actually be counted. And so he was inspired to compose a poem called The Wasteland. Who is the third man who walks always beside you? When I count, there are only you and I together. But when I look ahead up the white road,
there was always another one walking beside you. Now, long before Sir Shackleton, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had a very similar experience. After throwing the three holy children into the flaming furnace, we read in the book of Daniel the king's astonishment at what he saw. Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Yet I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like the Son of God, he said. This, brothers and sisters, is what Jesus, our Savior, is to us. He is the one always walking beside us when we are at the extremity of our strength, who is with us in the wilderness of ice or in the furnace of fire. To each of us, at the time of our greatest loneliness or trial, the word of the angel that came to Joseph in a dream comes to us. Do not be afraid. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. On account of the incarnation, on account of the eternal Son of God's obedience and humility, on account of the Word becoming flesh, becoming fully human for us, he is always Emmanuel, God with us. And because he fully took on our weak and broken human nature, the book of Hebrews assures us, for because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. And again it says, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. This is Emmanuel, God with us. This is Jesus, who saves us from our sins. This is the God-man who has bridged the unbridgeable expanse between the divine and the human, between the uncreated and the created, on account of his infinite love and mercy. God's Son became man, brothers and sisters, for so many reasons. He became man to show us to what heights he would raise us, to join together, being himself both divine and human, the broken aspects of our nature, to break the chain of sin, to purify the defilement that sin introduced into our flesh, to demonstrate God's love for us, to make clear to us to what depths of evil we had fallen, since only God's incarnation could retrieve us, to be an example to us of humility and a remedy for our pride, to show how our nature is originally created by God as good, to inaugurate and assure the resurrection and eternal life, destroying any despair, to make men sons of God and participators in divine immortality, since he became Son of Man and took on mortality, to unite what is separated by nature, that is mankind and God, since he became a mediator, both human and divine, to be God with us. The incarnation, the central and absolute message and good news of Christmas, is what St. Paul calls the mystery hidden from before the ages. This mystery This divine and hidden plan of God is that the Son of God, timelessly begotten of the Father before all ages, who has no mother according to his divinity, would become man from the Virgin Mary in time, and so has no father according to his humanity. Everything exists for this very reason. Everything exists for the incarnation. Everything that was made by God was made for this express purpose. St. Maximus the Confessor puts it this way: this is the blessed reason why everything was created. This is the divine purpose which was thought of before the beginning of creation, and which we call the intended fulfillment. All creation exists on account of this fulfillment, and yet the fulfillment itself exists because of nothing that was created. This is the mystery encompassing all ages, the awesome plan of God, super infinite and infinitely pre-existing the ages. The messenger, he continues, who is in essence himself the Word of God, became man on account of this fulfillment of the incarnation, and he revealed the fulfillment in himself. What the scriptures teach, my beloved, is that everything was made through Christ and for Christ and because of Christ. And on this eve of the birth of God in the flesh, we marvel at the mystery, the divine plan of God hidden from all time, but revealed in these last days unto those who believe in Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us in the child Jesus. God is within the central sacrament of the church, the Eucharist. In Christ's own words, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. For having once become incarnate, God will not, and in some sense cannot, abandon the world. He is forever Emmanuel, God with us. Even the architecture of our church shows us that God is not just up there somewhere, but that he bowed the heavens and came down for the salvation of the human race, as the psalm prophesies. And again, the calling down of the Holy Spirit upon the holy gifts during the liturgy is a prayer for the descent of the Holy Spirit. God comes down to us, to where we are. The Spirit joins us here where we are in order to transform the gifts and to transform us into what we should be. So let us not forget the deep, profound, and mystical meaning of the name Emmanuel, and let us come to understand deeply and more fully that mystery hidden from before the ages, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that God is with us now, unto the end of the world, and into eternity. And to him be the power, the worship, and the glory forever. Amen. Rise.